The Gemara now brings the second Mahalach of Sama. The Sama Amr, Hecha Minam, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, Hecha Divoy Yavir, Divoy Lo Yavir. Aval Chotza, Deval Koruch HaMoysa Ba, Mechayiv Sholchoy. The Shaila is, what's Pshat in the Gemara? What's the Maila Bal Koruch HaAvir, Loi Bal Koruch HaAvir Ba? As in order to understand it, we'll go and Nekuda into Pshat. We saw yesterday the Rishayim that learned that the Chsarin of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimim. In fact, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, if you know Shittas that learn it's Mishum Divrei HaRav, as L'Chayra, if the Shliach is Alav Bar Chiyuva, it's not Shaykh Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimim. As how could Rav Sama be choylik on the Svara of Lav Bar Chiyuva? As the emes is, the Ritva in Kedushin Mem Beis Amid Beis says, Enoch Inami, Rav Sama is muchach, that the Chson of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is not Mishum Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimim. And Tosis, the Maram, wants to learn in, the Shita, learns in Tosis also, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, that Ravina held that the Svar is Mishom Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimim, as therefore he was Mechalek between Bar Chiyuva and Lav Bar Chiyuva. But Reb Sama learns it's not Mishom Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, and therefore he holds that the chilek is not Mishum Bar Chiyuva. As it comes out, we have a Ritva and a Shita, the Das Tosis, that's good for what Rav Sama is coming to be chilek on. However, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz learns not that way. The Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz wants to learn that everyone holds of Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. And that's what's Mashman Rashi. Rashi constantly says over Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Tosis in Bava Kamma, Ayin Tes, constantly says it over. I, as how you can understand, as what's shot in Rav Sama, how is it Shayich to have a Zakti, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, because the Shliach is over on Lifnei Eve. As being that the Shliach is over on Lifnei Iva Loisite Michshol, even though he's a Lav Bar Chiyuva in the Avera of the Mishalach, but there's a different Avera, Lifnei Iva. Aye, so what's the Machlekes, the two Lashonis? The first Lashon holds, Lifnei Iva is not enough to make a Chsarin of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. Because that Vera of Lifnei Iver is Lechomer Le'inshi. The second man the Yama holds, no, if there's Lifnei Iver, that's enough to make Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimim. As Lefi said, the Machlokes is a Machlokes is in Divrei HaRav. Everyone holds the Chsan is Divrei HaRav. Lefi said, what's the word of Iboi Ovid, Iboi Loi Ovid? It's a Pashat Svara. That it's not Shaykh Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, if you're forced to do it. As the Fila Rabbeinu Peretz, the Seder Pshat in the Gemara goes like this. The first man Yama holds that Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, you have to be over in the Guf Avera. Because then it's Chomelinchi, he won't listen. Your Sam is Choyle. Even if you're not over in the Guf Avera, still there's a Chsarin of Divrei HaRav. Like because of Lifnei Iver. Masha Enkein by Chotzer, the boy of it, that Bal Korcha of it, that for sure is going to do it, because then it's not Shayach, a Chasarin of Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud. ולפי זה, comes out according to the Rabbeinu Peretz, both the Ritzim of the Gemara hold Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmud. And they both klolim in Divrei HaRav. The first one, Lav Bar Chiyuva, the Shliach doesn't have an Avera, and the second one, the Shliach doesn't have a choice. So it's not Shai of Divrei HaRav. Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Rishayim. And there's a... The Shita suggests a different Mahalach. The Shita suggests that the Machlekes is if the Chsarn is Mishum Divrei HaRav. The first man, the Yom El, the Chsarn is Mishum Divrei HaRav, as if the Shliach is Lav B'Yepar Chiyuva, there's no Divrei HaRav. And the second man, the Yom El, learns a different reason, Exeris HaKosav. If you Dvarav, you have to know what's the Milo of Yibayi Abin. Boy, if you the Ritva, that the Ritva learns that Lamaskana, the Tam is not Mishum Divrei HaRav. The Taisa Shans in the Shita says it. Also, you have to know what's the Milo of Bal Kocha of it. Why is it a Milo? In Taisa and Baba Kama Ayin Tes, Yesh Lodin had to read the Taisa. Is there a Gemara Baba Kama over there in the back? Because we're going to read it inside, but let's hold, listen well. Taisus brings down that Ubein Lelishna. Demefarish, Peperikam de Bomitzia, Taima, Dein Shliach Litvara Vera, Mishum de Shliach Barchi Yuva, Vidivre Arab, Vidivre Talmud, Divre Mishoimim, Ubein Lelishna di Boiloi Ovid. Some people bring down that Tresis over here is Meduyik, that the Machloikis is if you say Divre Arab, Vidivre Talmud, Divre Mishoimim. Because Tresis says, Bein Lefi Lelishna Kama, that the Chsarn is Mishum Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim. Bein Lefi Lelishna Basra, that the Tam is Mishum Yibayi Aviv, Yibayi Loi Aviv. As Taisus starts off, and he sounds like that he's going like the Shita, that's good for the Machlekes. However, if you read the whole Lashon of Taisus, it's clearly moved up and out that way. Taisus says, even according to the Man D'Yomba, Yibayi Loi Aviv, the time is because the what's the reason why Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Because he'll say Sovarti Shelo Yishmoloi. Oh, but if it's Yiboy, if he has to do it, you can't say Sovarti Shelo Yishmoloi. This Taisus is clear that he's explaining Pshat in this man the Yomar is what's the reason of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Sovarti Shelo Yishmol, like we saw the Sma, the Taisus Arosh. And Lefizeh, the Gemara of Bal Karcha Ka'avid is Pashit. You can't say Savati Shalai Yishmalai, he's Vadai gonna do it. As you see clear in Taisus, that he's going, both of them are learning Al Savati Shalai Yishmalai. But it's a Machlaikis in the Chayach, Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud by Lav Bar Chiyuv. The Shaila is, what's the beer in that Machlaikis? As there's a Mishnah Lemelech in Malva Vileva Perikei that says a gar interesant disvara. He says the reason why Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim is because the Shliach doesn't want the Meshalach to have Naviyah. That's the reason why he's not doing it. But he's not only like, you know, one of those tzaddikim that are only for himself. He doesn't want Naviyah. He doesn't want anyone in the world to have Naviyah. As Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim, even if the Shliach is a Lav Bal Chiyuva, the Shliach is not going to be Eiver Naveir, but the Mishalach is going to be Eiver Naveir. As therefore, the Shliach is not going to want the Mishalach to be Eiver Naveir, so he's not going to do a Shlichus. Aye, as Lefi Zeh, what's the Machlekes of the two Lashonis? The Machlekes of the two Lashonis of the Mishnah Melech is what's the reason for Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim. Is it because the Shliach has an Aveira and he's not going to do it if he has an Aveira? Or is it because the Shliach doesn't want an Aveira to be done even for the Mishalach? And that's the reason why he's not going to do it. My nafgamina in a tzir where the shliach doesn't have an aveira and the mishalach has the aveira. If over there it's shaykh l'chsaron of divrei harav. Okay. That was a little bit of the klolim in divrei harav. Let's come back to the gif of the Gemara. And now let's make the sikkum of what we saw, and then we'll be able to go a step further. What we saw was the Gemara says that when the shlichus is bal korchoi, zichar yesh shliach l'dvar aveir. Why? Because what we saw was, if you learn, it's because divrei harav, divrei talmud, savarti shlo yishma loy. As if he's for sure gonna do it, it's not shayach savarti shlo yishma loy. That's what Taisus and Baba Kama on Daf Ayin Tesis. And that's what the Taisus Urbeinu Peretz over here says. So that's good. But if you learn Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, has nothing to do with Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishnayot, or the Lishna Basra holds it's not Mishum Divrei Harav, as what's pshat in the Lishna Basra? Why? Because he zikr has to do it, therefore there's no chsarin of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So Kitzur, what's pshat in the Gemara? What's the maila of he has to do it? As what do you tie up? You have a vort. Does anyone have a vort? A suggestion. What could be the maila of he has to do it? Because we want to say a big chiddush. You see, the olam is makabalit. The word is, it's a new parsha of shlichus. There's two kinds of shluchos. There's a shlichus where the shliach has a choice. That's the regular parsha of shlichus. You tell a bar das, can you do something for me? He has a choice. And then there's a shlichus where it's automatic shlichus. It's zikr gonna happen. If it's automatic shlichus, it's zikr gonna happen. That's a higher level of shlichus. Now, the Olam is going to say, how can we say such a big chiddush by ourselves? Okay, I agree. We'll bring a shita b'shem the Mari Abua. He was the Rebbe of the shita. The shita at the bottom of Yuramid Beis asks an interesting question. He says, why don't we learn out the parsha of shlichus from Chatzar? The Fidam on the Yoma. That Chatzar is mishum shlichus. Is what he needed there is a kosim by get to tell me shlichus shalada mahani. Typically, you should learn it out of Chatzar. Chatzar is Mishum Shlichos. Thus, Frank, the sheet is Rebbe Umari Abua. The Bible says, he answers, Chatzar is the best Shlichos. His word is, it's a Shliach Amiti. Why? Because he's got to do what you're telling him, he doesn't have a choice. When you send the shliach, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't do it. As when he does it, it's a chiddush that he's a shliach. Aba chatzar hu a shliach ha'amiti. Because once you tell him, well, you don't have to tell him, but he's zikr gonna do it for you. As a meila, you can't learn out the regular parsha of shlichas from it. Lefi zeh, it comes out of gevaldika nekuda. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira is gzeiras hakasiv. Aber the gzeiras hakasiv was said in the regular parasha of shlichus. Aber shlichus of a chotzer, which is about korcho de geshlichus, that's a whole different level. We can understand another chiddush in the Mari Abuav. The Mari Abuav says in the beginning of the sugya that even though ein shlichus l'goy, aber by if you force someone to do something, that zikr he has to do it, yesh shlichus l'goy. As what would be its seer of where a person's forced to listen to you and he's not a chotzer? As the Chochma Shloima in Simen Kuf Pei Beis has an interesting seer. You walk over to a guy and you tell a guy that if you don't listen to me, I'm gonna kill you. and you got to go over and do what I'm telling you to do. As normally we would say, Ein shlichus l'goy. Over here, it's not Iboy Loyavid. He doesn't have a brera. He's got to do it. And Ibazay over here, Yeshlichus Lagoy. Why? Because you see Yeshlich Ledvar Avera when it's Iboy Loyavid. It doesn't have the miyutim of the Parsha. As Huadin, it doesn't have the miyutim of the Parsha of Goy. As Ibazay, thus is clear that what's going on over here is we're kilu creating a whole new level of shlichus, a whole new parsha of shlichus. Exactly, he's a shliach that he's forced to do it. Zicha, you're doing it. Wait, maybe you could even understand. It's like you shoot a gun. It's like the bullet has a choice. It's for sure you're doing it. It's over here. You're forcing him to do it. He doesn't have a brera. Because that's the best shlichus in the world. When I ask you to do something, I tell you to do something to me, you can say, I'm not listening to you. But over here, you got to do it. Oh, Zogdeh, Lefizeh, we have shot it in the Mukhi Yosef in the Suvya, that the Achroinim were Metaman, the Shach. The Mukhi Yosef says that if you walk over to a cotton who's younger than the age of six, and you tell him to do an Avera, the halacha is by you'll be chayiv. Now, if you walk over to your 4 or 5 year old and you give him, when he's lighting Hanukkah licht, he's very excited with his fire, you tell him, go burn down the neighbor's house, as the aviv is chayiv. Why? Because a katan, there's no such thing as iboy loy aviv. He's a lav bar das. He does whatever you tell him. Could be the ketanim then were different than the ketanim of Mizman HaZeh, I'm not sure. Nowadays, even 3-year-olds will answer b'chutzpah sometime. But he says, a katan who's underage, zicha listens to you. He does. He's a lav bar das. He's zicha gonna listen to you. As thus is the case of he's balkorcha ka'avid, he's zicha listening. And over there, yeshliach ledvar aveira, even to a cotton. The shach brings in a muki yosef, and the shach is on the muki yosef. A cotton is a lav bar shlichus. A cotton is nismayit from shlichus. As mainav kamin, if it's iboy, he's forced to do it. Who cares? But he's nismayit from the parsha of shlichus. Atem gam atem. It's not mir. You see in the Nemuke Yosef, he's learning there's a whole new parsha of shlichus. As this is a little bit of a aura for all those people, like the new fathers that have children that are very excited whenever the light's on and they need the light to be turned off, as they walk to their 2-year-old and they bring them to the light switch and they tell him to turn it on. Or the refrigerator has the light on and they need something out of the thing, the air conditioner has to be turned on. Because it's very practical to have a 2-year-old cotton in the house. You can do all malachas that you want, right? If you listen to Muke Yosef, how are you shloden?
The Gemara says that since a cotton doesn't have the regular parsha of shlichus, it's not going to have chatzar.
That's the other way around. That's the cotton that the chatzar is doing for the God. He's asking why. We'll see. That's a good question. But over here we're going where the cotton is the shliach and it's forced. The other knech that needs a hezbollah visa, and we'll see. Yes, Nochem has a big yisur. We're going to see. Okay. As thus is the. As thus is the Gavaldi.
I'm not sure that Krain is specified. Some kind of yes, some kind of no. It says the kind of above.
Right.
Sometimes
because of cotton, meaning according to Muki Yosef, ketanim that have das, they could tell you no, as then that goes with the regular parasha of shlichus. He says there's certain ketanim that are really small that they listen to whatever you tell them. You're asking a nice question on the Muki Yosef, but he's a Risha, ain't
Over there, you did tell the cotton to do it.
No, he's going that you did, even if you tell him. Not like the Ritva. The Ritva says you didn't tell him. He's going, even if you would tell him. Yeah. Okay. It's a reason you're chiddush. I'm happy the Olam's told me. It's not a chiddush. But does it stay in the Ruki Yosef? Okay. Lefi ze in our sugya is noilet anaya parsha of shlichus, like the lashon of Mari Abu of Ashlich Amiti when he has to do it. This is the new parsha of shlichus. Okay. As those are the two pshatim in the Maila of Bal Korcho. One mahalach is therefore there's no tibay, right? And the other mahalach is a whole new parsha of shlichus. Okay. Now let's move on. The Gemara says, "My nafkemina between the two lashaynis." Koyin the amale liyisrael, say the kaddish li isha grusha, inami ish the amale isha akvali kot. Laklish the dama kol hechadi boyavri boy loyavri lo mechayim sholchoy boyavri boy loyavri lo mechayim sholchoy. Lachlish the dama kolecha the shlech la bar chiyuv mechayiv sholchoy v'nam ikim the la bar nechiyuv v'ninu mechayiv sholchoy. Oh, this is the Gemara. Oh, as there's a very interesting tshuvas k'sam sefer in Chosh Mishpat Simin Reish Aleph. He declares an interesting seer. In the standard seer of shliach l'dvar aveira by Ritzicha, by Mazik, it's an Aveira bain to the Shliach and bain to the Mishalach. Aveira of Ritzicha or Hezek is equal to both of them. Gneva. It's an Aveira bain to the Shliach, bain to the Mishalach. What would be in its seer where it's only an Aveira to the Mishalach and not to the Shliach? Or the other way around? What would be the Allah? As the Sam Sefer has a very interesting seer. What would be if Reuven would tell Shimon to be born his wife, on Reuven's wife? As Klapi Reuven, it's not an Aveira, it's Reuven's wife. Klapi Shimon, it's an Aveira of Bias Eishes Ish. Because if you hold Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira, do you say, being that the Shliach did an Aveira, as your Mishyach is it back to the Mishalach, and it's an Aveira? As the Mishalah is going to be Chayiv Misa. Because if Reuven tells Shimon, Bibal, Ashes Reuven, it's an Aveira. Another tzir that Sam Sefer declares is what about if Reuven tells Shimon that Shimon should be born Shimon's wife? As Klapi Shimon, it's not an Aveira. It's a Mitzvah Oina. It's his wife. Oh, but if you miyachis the Maisa back to Reuven, it's a Maisa of Bias Ishes Ish. As Eich Lodin Daine Lahai Dina. Would you have a din of Ein Shliach? Would there be Pashtas be a din of Shlichos to be Machayet the Mishnah? Oh. As the Sam Sefer says, that if it's not an Aveira to the Shliach, Zichar, you can't be Mishyachis it back to the Mishalach and turn it into an Aveira. Meaning, if Reuven tells Shimon, Bibal Eisha Shimon, a Shimon didn't do an Aveira, if you're going to be Mishyachis it back to the Mishalach, it'll be an Aveira. No. If it's not an Aveira, it's a Shliach, it's not an Aveira, it's a Mishalach. That was the Sam Sefer Seer. He declares another tzir, a Kohen that asks a czar to eat the Kohen's truma for him. A similar kind of a tzir, just in Macholos Asuris, not in Bias Asuris. A Kohen, when he tells the Yisrael, eat the truma for me. Yeah. Or a Yisrael tells a Kohen to eat this truma for me. Similar kind of a tzir. Those are his two. It says, zichar, if it's not an Aveira to the Shliach, it's not an Aveira to the Mishalach, and L'choira, the Svar Yishara would be because you have to be Mishyachis, the Mais Aveira from the Shliach to the Mishalach. You can't change the Maisa when it comes back to the Mishalach. If it's not an Aveira, it's the Shliach, you can't, okay, I'm Mishyachis it back to the Mishalach, and now it turns into a Mais Aveira. It doesn't work that way. Whatever the Mais is by the Shliach, that's what it really is. Fred the Night of Yehuda have a raya from a Mufurish Gemara, not this way. Because our Gemara says, Ish the Amal Isha Akvili Katan. Hare, it's not usher for an Isha to be Makif a Katan. There's absolutely no iser for the isha to be makif a cotton. I mean, they could hire a lady to come into the barber stores and give all the people those bald haircuts. Ah, Gamaldi. That would be a great answer. There's no isha, but there's no isha b'chlal. There'll be isha nikiya, maybe. Another shayla of Vina Shviva. It's not an aveira to the shliach. And still the Gemara wants to say, you should say, yeh shliach. Those tiny there, Gunstark. Or Koyin Jamali Yisrael, Kaddishli. Over there, it's not an Avera to the Shliach. As the Yenayd Behuda, he doesn't bring the Chsam Sefer. He handles the Svara, the Chsam Sefer. I could have said like the Chsam Sefer, but what am I going to do? It's a Mefurishi Gemara and Baba Kama, not that way. As the Shaila is, how could you be Miyaki the Svara of the Chsam Sefer? As what is the Olam time? Is there a makam to be machalek between the tzir? Leaving out Lifnei Yiva, a psychic reason. Let's talk stuff. The Chayra, one could say, there's a very big...
The Maisa Isra's
from. Oh. Meaning, the Maisa is the same Maisa HaKofa. It's like a Maisa Isra. You're doing a Maisa HaKofa, it's a Rosh. The Torah gave a ptur to the Gavra, to the Isha. The Torah says that Isha is not Muzer in this Maisa. But the Maisa Vera is the same Maisa Vera. What is the Isha doing? Hakofas HaRosh! She's chopping off his ear. She's doing a Maisa of Hakofas HaRosh. The Torah gave a ptur to this Gavra. But the Maisa is the same Maisa. Masha Enkein, when Ruvain walks over to Shimon, and he says, Shimon, Bibal Ishtecha. Is Shimon doing a Maisa Ishis Ish? He's not doing a Maisa Ishis Ish. He's not doing a Maisa Avera Bechlau. When Yisrael walks over and he says, when a Kohen walks over to Yisrael and he says, go eat the Truma. The other way around. He's not doing a Maisa Avera Bechlau. When a Kohen eats Truma, it's not an Avera. An Avera is a Yisrael eating Truma. As L'chayra, one could be Mechalik. Vinish V, it's a Gol Shein Adin. That's the Shaila, if you could be Mechalik from the Sugya over here to the Nidhi over there.
How does it work by when the Katan, when the Kain is when the Yisrael is Mekadosh Kedusha.
Right, over there also, it's the Kedusha that's happening is a Kedusha to a Kohen. Meaning she's getting married to the Mishalach, as what's going on is a Maisa Avera. Just the Yisrael doesn't have a Tzivui in this, but the Maisa, what's going on is a Maisa Avera. Because the Kedusha is Chal to a Kohen. This is the darkest the chilek of lechayra a chilek. Okay, let's move on. This starts with the Gemara. Taisus isha ve'eved bnei chiyu. Iboy loy aved. V'mtayma v'hadit nan ha'yemoshka v'yoytza yemesh v'shus b'aylem potik. B'yoytziyem v'shus b'aylem u'meis. As what is the mission Baba Kama being mechadish? The mission Baba Kama is being mechadish. That in order to be chayiv mishum gneiva, you have to do a maisikin. If it's still in his rishus, even though you're moving it out of his rishus, you're not a ganav. You have to do a maisikin. Oz, if you're moishchay, which is mishicha, if it's meis rishus b'aylem potter, because you didn't do the kinyan mishicha until it goes out of his rishus. Upirish v'rashi b'loshen echad, sha'am a ganav l'shoymer, shor echad yesli b'beis plani, techenu, v'tei alav shoymer chinam, Hoytziu Hashemer Mishus Bailim Umeis Chayev Aganev B'Meshichas Hashemer V'Amai V'Yiboy Loi Ovid Frektoises V'Amai V'Yiboy Loi Ovid. If he wanted, he didn't have to do it. As why over there Yesh Leach Edvar Avira. As Frektoshita Toises only asked the question according to the Mandi Amar Iboy Loyavid on the second Lashon. Why, according to the first Lashon, is it any better? You could ask the same question. I ain't shliach ledvar aveira, and over there it's an aveira. As this is the sheet that we referred to in the Gemara, the sheet that says the first Lashon holds it's mishum divrei arava, divrei atama, divrei mishoimim, as if the guy's a shoyig, he doesn't know it's an aveira. It's not shaykh divrei arava, divrei atama, divrei mishoimim. According to the second Lashon of Ibai Loyavid, it's not Tali on Divrei Arav as Frek Toises. That's the way the Shita learns. That was the Shita we referred to in the Gemara. The Maram says a different shot in Toises. Ayin Shom. He says a different shot. Oh, that's Mamish Leit. So we'll send Doilim Kulak. There's a way of getting out of the Toises. Oh, okay. As does Frecht, Taisis. Taisis answers, Yeshlaim, Bekiman Jain Hashemer, Yedea Shuganiv, Havale Kechotzev, the Balkolcha Moisevei. Being that he doesn't have any clue that it's Ganiv, he's Zichr gonna do it. As he's Daimet to Chotzev. The Shach dings on Taisis. Chotzev has to do it. It's Mamish forced to do it. There's no way to get out of it. Up over here, he has a choice. He has no reason not to do it, but he has a choice. That's not cool that it has to do with Bal Korba. That was the Kash of Taisis held like the Shach. The Teretz of Taisis being Machadish, Afilu Achi, if he has no reason to do it, and you assume he's going to do it, that's also called Iboi Le'ah. It's Taka Gavaldigil. Okay. This is the Taisis. Toisus is mavur that in the Tzirim Baba Kama, what is the story? You walk over to a man, you tell him, my behemoth's in Yenim's field, go take it out of his field and be a shomer. And he doesn't know that you're stealing it. As he goes, he takes it. The halacha is yesh liach levar avera, the mishalach is chayim. Frek the tzois. In Simon Ayin Reish Hei, a bomba kasha. L'choyra, the shliach doesn't know he's being coined for the mishalach. In order for the mishalach to be coined and to have kinyani gneva, you have to have das to be coined, kinyani gneva. Over here, the shliach doesn't know he's doing a kinyan b'chlal. The shliach walked in. The shliach thinks it belongs to the mishalach. As he doesn't think he's doing a maisa kinyan for the mishalach. As how could the mishalach be koine? Thus frek the ksais and simin ayin reishay. Boit the ksais a gewaldig echidish. In shlichos, you don't need the das kinyan of the shliach. All you need is his maisa should be misyachis to you. Even if he has no das, zok deksayis al pizek gavaldig echidish la'alocha. You see outside on the floor of Yeshiva Smir 1,000 shekel. There's someone very close to the money. You're scared he's gonna pick it up. As you have a great eitzah, you tell him, "Could you pick up that 100,000 shekel for me? It's mine." So he goes, he picks it up, and he gives it to you. Even if he picks it up and someone walks over to him and says it's not his and he wants to be Zaycha, it doesn't make a difference. You were Zaycha already. As soon as you told him to pick it up and he picked it up, even if he didn't think he's doing a kinyan for you, you just told him, pick it up for me. The halacha is, the mishalach is kinda. Why? Because the shlichos is just on the maisa. The Das Kinyan, the Mishalach has. That's the massive Kiddush of the Ksais. What's he coming to say? You want to be Zayich in something. But if you're going to tell him it's Hefker and you're doing a Kinyan, you're scared he's going to be Zayich in it first. As this is a great way to trick him, to get him to be Zayich for you, and he won't be Zayich in it first. That's the Eitzah of the Ksais. Oh, I don't know if you could call it tricking, but not taking anything away from him, but a great way to be zeich in it first. Thus is the big chiddush of the Ksais. And it's a gewaldige chiddush. Because the guy's doing a maisa, and he doesn't think he's doing a Maisa Kinyan, as he just thinks he's lifting it up, Shlichus, we put it back to the Mashalach, and then the Das of the Mashalach turns it into a Maisa Kinyan. Behelim Divrei Aksois, you could have learned differently. Yesh Listapi, B'chol Ganif, he needs Das to be Koinif. Efshe, once you do a Maisa Kinyan of Gneva, the Torah put it into your Rishos, even if you don't have Das to be Koinif. That's the Chiddush of Gneva. You did something wrong, you went, you stole. As the Torah said, if you did something wrong, you went, you stole, you're going to be chayiv. We're going to put it in your rishos. Ve'araya, freg de pnei Yeshua. In every Gneva, in every Kenyan, you always need Das Acheres Makna. As how could the Ganav ever be koina? There's no Das Acheres Makna. As what you see, there's a Xeris HaKosiv, that even though there's no Das Acheres Makna, you do a Maisa Gneva, you're koina without Das Makna. I say, who I did, you don't need Das koina. Oh, the Olam's looking strange. Let me, like, I'm strange. Okay. Rebbe Ki Vega says the Var in Ksav V'Chosim, and Rebbe Ki Vega has a Gevaldi Gechidish La'aloch Al-Pisa. Rebbe Ki Vega dons, if a cotton steals, does he have Kinyani Geva? Is he koina B'Shinu? Zuck Rebbe Ki Vega, a cotton doesn't have any Kinyan in the Torah, but Geneva is anyway a Chiddush. There's no Das Acheres Makna. The Torah said, even though there's no Das Acheres Makna, a Maisa Geneva makes a Kinyan. As who I didn't buy a cotton. Thus, clear for the Kivay. As the Fizet, Taisis is Gavaldi. He doesn't have, the Shliach has no Das for the Kinyan, but by Gneva, you don't need Das for the Kinyan. The only thing is Taisis before says Lahedya that a Ketana is not Koine with a Chotzer to become a Ganif. Why? Because a Ketana is a Lav Bardas. As you have to say, a Ketana who's Mufka from Das, the Torah didn't make the Chiddush. But somebody who's a Bardas, you don't need his Das. That would be the people. But that's some Shoyrish of the Sfaras in Rebbe Ki Vega. The Hainu. The Ksais is learning, in order for a Ganav to be Koine, you need a Das Kinyan. In this year in Baba Kama, there is no Das. Zog the Ksais, you see, the Mashalach could provide the Das. But with Tainim, the Fi Rebbe Ki Ve'eger, there's no Raya. Because the Fi Rebbe Ki Ve'eger, the Maisa Gneva does the Kinyan without Das. Chutzim Akon, who's a love Bal Das, that's maybe different. But by a Bal Das, the Kinyan does it without. Okay. That's one Nakuda. We see in Tosis. Okay. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn the bottom Tosis, the Amar Li Yisrael, Kaddish Li Yishevish. This is one of the harder on our list, the harder is Tosis in Shabbat. Seems like a single Tosis, but if you think about it, it's garbage. The first Chalik of Tosis is a grace of Limud, and the second Chalik of Tosis is a grace of Limud. A lot of big Yisaidus and Shivas in the second case. Yisaidus and what the Hezbollah, the first territory, is also. Because at them tomorrow, we're just spending the day. You feel like your mom is back in America for Hanukkah. That will be your vacation. We're learning in places for a whole day. Sit.